News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Okay, let's turn our attention to Budget 2018, 1 week away, of course, today. The big issues for the squeezed middle have been identified as childcare and tax. We've assembled a panel of local people here to test the pulse of Kinsale and, I suppose, by extension, the nation. Before we introduce our guests, though, let's preview what we might expect from Pascal Donoghue in these areas next week. Our political editor, Chris Donoghue, takes a look at tax first.
More money in their pockets and high quality public services. I commend this budget to the House.
The only tax increase in last year's budget was 50 cent on a packet of 20 cigarettes. That put the price over 11 euro. The Taoiseach has hinted last month that there's more to come. And a new sugar tax to land next April is also on Leo Varadkar's wish list.
Typical enough, for example, for there to be an increase in cigarettes. Also, I'm a long-time supporter, as you know, of the sugar tax.
The excise measures like cigarettes, petrol and alcohol are the most anticipated of any budget speech, but they're often the last measures to be decided. So let's look at personal tax. Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael want workers to get some sort of break, but there's a row over that. Fianna Fáil wants the lowest USC rate to be cut by 0.5%. That's in the programme for government. Fine Gael has moved to alter tax bans so that people don't hit the higher rates of tax on a salary in the mid-30,000s.
OK, Chris Donoghue there. Now let's go to our panel. We're joined by Cormac Fitzgerald, Managing Partner of Fitzgerald and Partners Accountants. Cormac, the scope is pretty limited. Pascal Donoghue, he doesn't have a huge pile of cash to play with.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the issues. He does have limited scope. There's talk of 350 million that is available. Obviously, there'll be a lot of tweaking, but if you look at our top 52% rate of tax, it is a problem in a Brexit context because it inhibits our ability to attract key talent into Ireland and is quite high in European terms.
And also, people hit it ridiculously early, don't they? I mean, you hit it at, what, 34,000 euros, you hit that top rate of tax.
Yeah, that is the issue that's been looked at. 33,800 is the band. There's talk that the government may increase the standard band by 1,000. This would result in annual savings over 200 euros per taxpayer, which is quite small, and would cost the Exchequer an estimated 200 million.
Okay, you're not getting a lot of bang for your buck. You spend 200 million and all it means in the pocket is, what do you say, 200 quid?
Exactly.
Which isn't a big wad of money. A lot of focus, although probably less focused than there was maybe 18 months ago on the USC. I mean, in the general election 2016, people were talking about abolishing it. Now there seems to be far less talk about that. But there is some scope for tweaking that, maybe for lower earners, people are saying.
Yeah, the government have an opportunity when merging the USC and PRSI to deal with a number of issues. And I know there is a bit of a row, I'm non-political by the way, between the parties. Certainly what would be ideal is if there was a lowering of the USC in conjunction with a widening of the band, it would certainly help the squeeze middle, as they refer to.
Would that also help the squeeze middle? Because some criticism that taking people out of the USC tax net basically increases the pressure on the squeezed middle, because if there's less people paying tax, the burden has to fall somewhere. But you're saying it can also help the squeezed middle if you do that.
Well, the USC cut would benefit anyone earning more than 18,772, while the increase in the threshold for the top tax rate would benefit only those earning over 33,800. So I suppose there needs to be a bit of balance to help all sectors of society and to help those earning at the lower level, but also in the middle level. So we'd like to certainly see maybe a combination of both in the government budget, which will be announced next week.
Okay, just very finally, businesses, they're obviously the backbone of the economy. Is there anything you'd like to see taxation-wise that would, I mean, you're a businessman as well, is there something you'd like to see that would help businesses?
Yeah, certainly. I know CPA Ireland, one of Ireland's leading accountancy bodies, has urged the Minister to support SMEs in the battle for talent in the form of a new share-based remuneration scheme for SMEs. That would be an invaluable tool for growing Irish businesses, and I think it should be supported. It's also in the submission by the Small Firms Association and the CCABI, which makes up the main four accountancy bodies. So that would be certainly very welcome.
Okay, good stuff. Colin Fitzgerald, Managing Partner of Fitzgerald and Partners. Ken, thanks a lot for coming into us. That's tax. Let's turn to housing now. First off, again, our political editor, Chris Donoghue, tells us what we can expect in relation to housing.
And again, without wanting to fly any kites or be accused of it, we will have measures to announce later on in a couple of weeks.
Housing has expectations from all quarters for this budget. Only around half the number of houses we need are being built in a year. Working couples are paying the highest rents in the history of the state. There are more than 3,000 children homeless, and there are 90,000 people on social housing waiting lists. One of the biggest housing questions is going to be what Pascal Donoghue will do about the Help to Buy scheme only announced a year ago. And there's what to do about NAMA and its billions of profits.
We're examining the possibility of repurposing NAMA to develop lands on behalf of the state, to step in where the private sector has failed.
$5.3 billion is the state's capital plan for housing, but it's been well leaked that there's going to be an increase from 2019 onwards. It's also been well leaked that the government will reject calls for a VAT decrease for builders.
Okay, Chris Donoghue, bring us up to speed on what we can expect in relation to housing in the budget. With us here in Acton's Hotel in Kinsale is Victoria Murphy, estate agent in the area. Victoria, we all know the story around the country. Is the story in relation to property, you know, lack of supply, high rents, increasing prices? Is the story very much similar in the Kinsale area?
Shane, it's very, very similar. And there's a shortage, so prices have gone up. Sales, normally we take a few months to sell something. Now it's gone in a week or two. And I think that prices have gone up a little unrealistically because of this. However, there is light at the end of the tunnel, because everywhere I go in the town, there seems to be a theodolite looking at a field. And I'm sure all the planning permissions are going in.
A lot of building activity going on?
Yeah, and there's a lot of breaking ground around the town. And my brother is an architect in the town, and he said there's a huge amount of planning applications in. Most of them seem to be for housing estates, for family houses, which are much needed. But I predict in 3 years' time there's going to be a surplus. And I think in 4 years' time, prices will be lower than they are today.
Really?
Now, that's my opinion.
So that issue nationally about the delay in getting a supply, yeah. Are you a little bit ahead of the curve here in Kinsale, do you think?
Well, I just think there's so much planning in, and it's not a huge town, you know, and does everybody want to live in an estate, four bedrooms? And you see, there's a lot of retirees in the town. And they don't particularly want to live in that sort of area. They want to live in the town, in an apartment, with a sea view. And I don't think they've been catered for at the moment. Now, okay. Maybe builders will get into this in due course, you know.
Okay. Well, we're looking out the window there and the dawn is breaking. I can see why they'd want to live in an apartment with a sea view. And Airbnb is a big issue in some of our big cities, with people saying it's actually taking away supply of rental accommodation. Is it the same here?
Oh, that's very much the case. When I come swimming in the morning, I see everyone trundling out of apartments and houses with their little suitcases. And at least 50% of the long-term rentals are now no longer there because they're Airbnb. Now, I can see why this is happening, because I think the government isn't giving enough consideration to investors to buy for long-term rent. There's just too many rules and regulations. Mm. The PRTB is totally on the side of the tenant. After 6 months, he can stay there for 4 years. I deal with rentals, and usually if there's trouble at Mill, it's the tenant.
Okay. Is that your number one thing you'd like to see in the budget in relation to property?
I do. I think that long-term rental investors should get a bit of a tax break.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks for that, Victoria. Victoria Murphy there, giving us the lowdown on the property market in the area. Very similar challenges, it would seem, to nationally. Now, to finish our outlook on the big budgetary issues, let's turn to something that I know is a challenge for many of you across the nation listening this morning, childcare. Let's get Chris's take first on what we can expect from childcare in the budget.
We are launching an information campaign affordablechildcare.ie.
The single affordable childcare scheme was announced to great fanfare at last year's budget. It replaced all previous subsidy schemes for working parents with grants of up to about €1,000 a year. That's €20 a week for children older than 6 months. It's now operational only for a month or so and is called the More Affordable Childcare Scheme. But there is a question about whether this has driven prices up.
The government will take further action if needed if we get to a point where the availability of the subsidy scheme contributes to higher costs. Because what instead we're trying to do is get to an affordable position that's better regulated.
Now, the opposition has called for the €20 per week to increase fivefold to 100 a week. We're unlikely to see anything like that. But the question for next Tuesday is, will Pascal Donoghue go up at all?
OK, Chris Donoghue there reporting. Niamh Boyle, you're a mother of three, one in creche, two in school. I'm guessing childcare is a pretty big issue for you.
Yeah, I think for me as the mother, I said, of three children, I see the cost of childcare in Ireland is very prohibitive. I think regardless of whether you choose Minder, a creche, etc., other options, parents really are left with no choice but to give up work in many occasions.
OK, are there enough supports there, do you think, for parents?
I think we're looking at some sort of tax relief for working parents, something the government really needs to help people to keep talent diversity in the workforce, give people choice, I suppose. A lot of people just don't have that choice at the moment.
OK. There are some things there, and we should say that. For example, there's that 1 year in Montessori school. Is that something you've availed of? Is it something you're happy with?
Actually, that's one that's a kind of a bugbear for me at the moment. The government at the moment are offering 2 years free preschool. So
it's 2 years. Sorry, yeah, you're no, right. Yeah, 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 it has.
Apparently, that's obviously good on paper. But actually, when you get into the details, which kind of my personal experience at the moment is, I have a son who's going to be 3 on January the 30th next year. So basically, he's not eligible until the following April.
Mm.
So whatever way the rules and regulations are applied.
So you don't get the 2 years effectively,
no,
is that what you're saying?
1 year and 3 months of this apparent free 2 years.
Okay.
So I suppose
that does seem a bit bureaucratic, a bit red tape.
Yeah. And I suppose regardless of kind of the free hours, essentially, that you're looking for there, you're actually in trouble then looking for a space in a facility for a part year.
Okay.
So our children up in Little Rascals, it's an excellent facility, they love it, but because of that popularity, I suppose, it is full. So I'm then looking for a part position from next April on.
Okay, so if Pascal Donoghue is listening this morning and he's drawing up his, sitting eating his cornflakes, looking at his budgetary options, what would you like to see in terms of childcare?
Well, my two big ones would be that tax relief for working parents and just to have like no age restrictions around that 2 years. There's kind of the rules and regulations, I suppose, they apply to many of their incentives, kind of do let them down in the long term.
Okay, good stuff. Listen, thanks indeed for coming into us. Thanks to Niamh Boyle there, and also before that to Cormac and to Victoria. That's what the good people of Kinsale had to say about next week's budget. What do you think? Do you agree? What would you like to see? Tax cuts, steady as she goes, more on childcare? Let us know. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Sir, what would you like to see in next week's budget?
My tax reduced. And another thing I'd like to see done is tax reduced in cars.
I think they need to do something about the rent allowance and things like that for people trying to rent in the private sector. They're being discriminated against.
I'd like to see that the scheme for first-time buyers, the Help to Buy scheme, be kept in. We found it usually beneficial to us this year, you know, and we wouldn't have been able to buy a home without it, so it would be great if that was kept in.
I think probably, like everybody, a bit of help for the homeless people.
Tax, is that an issue that your own personal taxes? It's an issue that concerns a lot of people. Is it something you're interested in or worried about?
We pay our tax as individuals around the country, and if the government sees fit to reduce it a little bit, we'll all be happy. Otherwise, let's just get on with repairing the country.
OK, that's what the people of Kinsale want to see in next week's budget. What do you want to see in budget 2018? Drop us a text, 53106, at a cost of 30 cents. Time for sport.